Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the editor and publisher of Talkers.com to go through our charts for the week of May 21st to May 25th, 2012, i.e. the top stories, the big topics of the week. Talkers does the work, and so let's let Michael give us the results of his work. Michael Harrison.
And here is the way they stack up this past week on News Talk Radio around the country. At number 10, all kinds of sports, Major League Baseball action. We also have the playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. At number 9, the Rutgers student sentencing. At number 8, Egypt elections. At number 7, Pakistan jails the doctor in bin Laden death. Number 6, Catholic groups sue over Obamacare. At number 5, the G8 and NATO summits. At number 4, the Facebook IPO problems. At number 3, financial markets activity. At number 2, Eurozone crisis. And number 1, the 2012 presidential race. The most talked about people, Doug, they are at number 10, LeBron James. At number 9, Darun Ravi. At number 8, Osama bin Laden. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. At number 6, Shaquille Afridi and Peter King. At number 5, Angela Merkel and Francois Hollande. At number 4, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 3, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. At number 2, Mitt Romney. And number 1, Barack Obama. And that was the week.
This week, or at least today, every day, Talkers.com has the hits, the highlights, the information that people who love talk radio and the talk media like to check into. And I would advise that you do that, Talkers.com. Carrying a story about Sean Hannity, who is a popular figure on the national scene, has an afternoon 3-hour talk program and then a 1-hour show at night on the Fox News channel. We've been there for quite a while. People love to talk and love to gossip about this sort of thing. And you're carrying a story today at Talkers.com about him re-upping with Fox News. There are always those people who want to know, how much, Michael? How much? How much? How much?
Well, I don't know the exact figure, frankly, but it's got to be in the millions over a long period of time. There's a degree of privacy that so far in terms of the actual details of the agreement. But Sean Hannity is, within the cable news talk arena, a superstar. He has higher ratings than any of the people you see on CNN. He has higher ratings than the people that are up against him on MSNBC and CNBC. As a matter of fact, I think that Sean Hannity is the second most viewed host on cable television in
after
the
O'Reilly
arena, right?
Yeah.
And close to O'Reilly. I mean,
yeah.
And he's a teammate with O'Reilly. They're on the same, you know, channel.
Right. It's actually interesting because his ratings on television in comparison are stronger than the radio ratings. I find that interesting. Is it because he's more charming? You look at him, he's likable, he looks good. Why do you think that?
I don't buy into what you just said.
His
radio ratings are excellent. He's the second most listened to host in America. So if I were to answer your question, it would come across as if I'm acknowledging that somehow he's weak in radio.
All right.
The fellow is strong in both radio and television. And it's because he sounds good, he looks good, he's on message, he knows exactly where he stands. You either like him or you hate him in terms of what he believes in, but he's likable on a personal level. In person, he's extremely charismatic and very, very
likeable. Oh, he's great in person. He's a very friendly guy, warm guy, very good guy. Yeah.
And within the industry, just like you and people like Jimbo Hannon and a number of others that I like to mention, he's a good neighbor in the industry. He's no matter how big he gets, he never forgets where he came from, and he's very good to other people, the big people and the little people, so to speak. He gives them all a fair shake. He's a good guy.
Isn't that a shame that so many people let this go to their head instead of just being who they are? You know, and maybe this is who they are. I guess that's a...
that's who they really are.
Yeah.
It comes out. Mm-hmm. I've seen people who, when they were down and out, they're very humble, very giving, very sincere and sensitive. And then when they hit the big time, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Then there are those that never, ever change. Then there are some people who actually success becomes them, and they actually become nicer people when they're successful, that they don't like failure, and they become bitter. There's all different types, but this is not just in our business. This is in every field of endeavor. You've got prima donnas, you've got stars, you've got wannabes, you've got people that forget, you know, who brought them to the dance. And I think that this is just, you know, the way human nature is.
I suppose. We know, having been around, you and I have been talking on the radio and covering talk radio for decades. There are some people that have been around for a long time, and they earn the respect. You're talking about Sean. He's earned a lot of respect. I think Barry Farber is another one of these people. Some folks may remember him. He was on the original Daynet, which was the first really successful sort of syndicated daytime programming service, wasn't it?
Well, they were certainly not the first, but they were one of the networks that pioneered the current model of talk radio syndication. And it's a long time ago. It's like about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That, Barry Farber, Alan Colmes, Dr. Joy Brown, and a few others were part of this independent network that grew out of ABC Radio Network deciding that they didn't want to do talk radio. They subsequently went back to doing talk radio. Of course, the ABC Radio Network is no longer the same corporate entity. But Farber was nationally syndicated by, I believe, ABC. And when they decided we're going to pull the plug on this, he started his own. And he's quite a guy. Talkers Magazine is giving him the Lifetime Achievement Award on June 7th at the New Media Seminar. And that's a big story in the business today. It's all the websites have picked it up.
The fact that he's getting the award, and the fact that you're doing now two of these. Last year you started, and I don't make this too inside, but I do think that people who are listening to this program are devotees, I say that frequently, of the format, so they understand News Talk Radio and the stars that are involved in it. So this isn't that inside. You had an event in Los Angeles last fall. It was really kind of neat. I was glad to be in attendance. Matter of fact, I came there just to, even though I'm a part-time Angelian, I wanted to kind of get a sense as to where all of this is going. That is the new connection that all of us have in this world. We're not only radio people now, but we are on the Internet. We're on all kinds of new media, all kinds of download facilities and apps and stuff. And so as you look at that and the developments, it's necessary for us to get together a couple times a year, and you're offering people on the East Coast and the West Coast a way to sort of drill into what's going on in the business.
Yeah, that Los Angeles regional seminar that we did was an experiment to see how a one-day format goes, and it was so successful that we decided to split the New Media Seminar, which is the big annual conference, into two one-day events, one on the East Coast and then a couple of months later on the West Coast, and the reaction has been great. The Lifetime Achievement Award that you're referring to that we gave at the October event last year was to a fellow by the name of Don Barrett, who has devoted years of hard work to LARadio.com, which still exists. It's a great website for people interested in what's going on in Los Angeles radio.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We continue with our overview of what's going on in talk radio in a moment here on The Countdown.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide, but talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
The essence of the world of talk radio, news talk radio, and that's how we classify this. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, always likes to, and I think appropriately so, take what is the essence of the news talk medium, i.e. we talk about what's going on in the news. But yet there are other things that are going on, and we find, we were talking about Sean Hannity a few minutes ago, Michael, and how the crossover works for some. It's been tried by some and works for some, and sometimes it doesn't. The old expression, you got a great face for radio, comes into mind. But there have been people who have either gotten their own programs or they podcast a video. Tom Hartman is a fellow that I think of. I mean, he does a separate show for a couple of cable networks, but I think he and a few others actually do broadcasts of their radio show, not unlike what some of the sports hosts do with their morning show, and I think Dan Patrick too. How much is this a part of the future, even though it's now?
Well, the future is multimedia, and, you know, it's like before MTV, music bands didn't have to look good. They didn't have to worry about how they were dressed unless they went on stage, you know. And then the rock video changed everything. You couldn't get a record contract unless you looked good.
Right.
Didn't matter what you sounded like. If you didn't have a good presence, you were out. And that's, you know, there used to be a time when radio announcers, disc jockeys were kind of mysterious. As a matter of fact, they tried to stay that way because people would imagine them to look a certain way.
Right.
And then when you saw the guy, you go, ooh.
Right, exactly.
Up to your imagination.
No.
I bet
those
different.
Great voices of some of the guys that were on, and you know, some of the fairly large markets, but even some of the smaller markets. I'm thinking we've got a guy named Dick Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking of Gene Shepard,
right.
Who was, I mean, these great storytellers with these great voices, and you know, they weren't that, as you're suggesting, they weren't that good for when television came around, they stayed on the radio.
But, you know, TV, everybody now is trying to learn multimedia, and it's a different psyche to be on TV than on radio. It's very different theoretically in terms of what it requires. It's hard enough to be good on TV, and it's hard enough to be good on radio alone. To be good at both of them is very rare.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but it's something that is, it works well for them because they can cross-promote themselves on either medium. You hear Sean Hannity all the time talking about on Fox tonight, we're going to do this, that, or the other thing, and that's certainly great. Cultivates listeners, and they're doing it on purpose because they know that people who are fans on radio are fans on television.
Yeah, but you see, but Sean brings a lot of assets to be able to succeed as well as he did on both radio and television, and that's what makes him very special. That's why I was very careful to give him the praise he's due for both.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous success at both radio and television, which makes him a part of a very, very rare group.
All right, there's the story. More inside material from Michael Harrison. Check out his website, talkers.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am,
Just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Battle over the budget. Don't you get tired of those words, the battle over the budget, like it was the battle of the bulge or something? Well, we are bulging when it comes to spending, for sure. From CNN, Aaron Burnett talked to former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and former CBO Budget Director Doug Holtz-Eakin about a troubling report from the CBO about what seems to be on the horizon.
Is Congress finally going to wake up because of this, Bob Reich? I mean, we've been saying this for months. Everybody's been saying it for months, years. Is this going to do it for Congress?
Aaron, officially, I don't think there's going to be any wake-up. I think that one has to be beyond optimistic to think that in an election year, Congress is going to actually compromise on anything. Now, the hope is that with this warning shot by the CBO, at least behind the scenes, staffers and maybe some moderate Republicans, to the extent that there are any left, and maybe some moderate Democrats, will get together and begin planning some way of avoiding this fiscal cliff.
Doug, do you think this will be a wake-up call? Because I see that statement from Harry Reid and want to throw my hands up in the air, because obviously he wants to get rid of the tax cuts for middle-class Americans and raise them for everybody else. That's his point of view. But it would seem that when the CBO comes out with something like this, the first thing that you want out of your leader isn't to just go out with the line in the sand that you've drawn that hasn't worked so far.
Well, it is disappointing. I think there are really three things to take away from this. The first is it's a very big deal. I cannot remember the last time the Congressional Budget Office predicted a recession. And for them to do so is really quite an extraordinary moment. The second thing is that they said two things. They said, yeah, it'd be a good idea to avoid the fiscal cliff and the recession. But they also said it would be even better to avoid the cliff and take care of our long-term debt problems. And then that leaves us with number three, which is the state of play. And the House has, in fact, passed legislation to substitute the sequester, and they will pass an extension of the Bush tax cuts, and they've passed a budget which takes care of the debt. But on the Democratic side in the Senate, there's zip, zero, nada, and so far the president's been silent as well. So from where I sit, we really need presidential leadership on this. And the truth is, all hands may get forced, because if investors start looking and seeing their tax rates go from 15% to 44% on dividends, they're not going to wait for January to declare a problem. We're going to start to see it in the economy quickly, and that's bad for all incumbents, House, Senate, and presidents.
Here is a montage of talk radio callers. Let's find out what they have to say and then what you have to say.
You know, only in America could you get convince poor people and middle-class people to become cheerleaders for tax breaks for the wealthy people and for rich people and for wealthy corporations that make billions of dollars, like oil companies who get tax subsidies. it's mind-boggling. We are not job creators, not anymore. Those days are gone. What we are now is, just like everybody else, skeptical about the future, and we're hoarding and saving as much as we can. This whole business of trickle-down is nonsense.
This problem you've got with the government spending too much of taxpayers' money is all because Washington, D.C. is set up for that. My opinion, the first thing you need to do is take Washington, D.C. and move it to Denver, Colorado, and get it out here with amongst the people who are farmers and know what the meaning of a dollar is, and get it away from all these special interest groups. And you people in Washington, D.C. take all the taxpayers' money and spend it like a drunken sailor. And that's the problem. You got those congressmen and senators up there, and they've enriched themselves of the American people. And why wouldn't they? If you send a bunch of people to an area and say, here's money, go out and spend it, and go make deals for yourself, well, the budget's just going to keep going on and on and on. They're sitting there passing laws 365 days a year when we're sitting here trying to survive, and you people up there living off our money.
Up next, your calls at 800-510-8255. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
No stranger to the A-list scene, 30 Rock's Jane Krakowski is channeling her life of the party persona in a new TV series of interactive TV vignettes created by Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, a line of premium shampoos and conditioners that starts with scalp nourishment and creates the right foundation for strong, beautiful hair. Krakowski, who appears as a tarot card reader, helps guide the female character to her best night ever inside Club Clear.
The Best Night Ever series shows what it takes to get behind the velvet ropes. And let's face it, if you have strong, beautiful hair, you're going to have the confidence to have your best night ever. With new Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, gorgeous hair and your best night ever is in the cards, so to speak.
Visit the Clear Hair Care page on Facebook for the chance to get a free sample to help you get ready for your best night ever. Catch the TV vignette series and watch for more exciting news. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Dear best friends, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The budget situation we find ourselves in is where we are at the moment at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. Now the queue has begun, and we will begin with Bruce in Florida on fixing the budget.
It's very simple to take care of the situation. We have a 10% cut in federal spending, and get people back to work, which would increase revenues coming in because people would be paying taxes, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, etc. So, it's not rocket science. If you put people back to work, then you will have more income coming into the government. And they need to, they're always crying about Social Security going broke. They need to reinstate the 2% of the payroll tax deduction from Social Security to put it back where the employee is paying the 6% or 6.2% that the employer is paying. So, then maybe Social Security won't go broke, and maybe they ought to think about raising the 1.2% that you pay for Medicare that's matched by your employer.
Meanwhile, the president says that he is not an overspender at a fundraiser for his reelection campaign in Denver. The president set out to upend some of the wisdom from the Republicans, so he says that his administration has been defined by excessive government spending. How would you define the Obama administration when it comes to spending? If we are where we are, Bill Clinton's budget was $1.7 trillion, and Obama's is $3.4, twice what Bill Clinton was spending. Of course, Congress has to appropriate the money, so is that wherein he can lay the blame. 800-510-8255, Drew in Tennessee, on tax breaks, etc.
I don't have a problem giving job creators tax cuts as long as they are creating jobs in this country. Key phrase, as long as they are creating jobs in this country. But if they're not creating jobs in this country, I think their tax cuts should be subject to being recalled by Congress. And as for Social Security going broke, I heard Senator McCain say one time that something about the Highway Trust Fund and that it doesn't actually exist and that they're paying that money out of Social Security. Now, maybe that's a little clue as to why Social Security is so broke.
Security is broke, my friend, because the situation over the years has been the Congress spent what was in the Social Security Trust Fund, what was in the Highway Trust Fund, what was in the Airport Trust Fund. Every trust fund has been raided to spend for programs, and in many instances, as we now know, that was a waste of money. The programs don't work. So many of them, time after time, are programs that just do not work. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Virginia wants to be heard on the congressional budget situation. Go ahead, Jeff.
All the spending doesn't really lie with the president totally. The Senate appropriates the funds. And Virgil Coon, the presidential candidate running on a constitutionalist party, has represented my district for quite some time. And he's been run out of both parties for being a spending hawk. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take common sense people. He's a longtime representative, has a lot of experience, and they really don't like him because he will tell them that they're wrong, and they don't like to be told that they're wrong.
But they are, and you're right. But the thing is that it isn't the Senate, the Congress, that is the 455 members of the House of Representatives. Yeah, everybody's got to vote on it, but that's where spending bills usually generate. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter by looking in the listen box at DougStephan.com as well. Here's something that isn't going to look good on Obama's resume. Hewlett-Packard says it's laying off 27,000 workers. That's 8% of its workforce as it restructures its business. 800-510-8255. What do you think of that? Dwayne, you're in Maryland, and you're next on the countdown.
What we need to do is eliminate tax, the Bush tax era, and the, across the board for everybody. We're in a bad shape. So Congress tells us and everything. So let's eliminate the tax cuts for everybody. Eliminate oil subsidies to the oil companies because they certainly don't need the money. They're making money hand over fist.
Yeah, you did a good job with the Democratic talking points, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Steve in Iowa with thoughts on the Republicans.
If my memory is correct, the Republicans ran on the economy and jobs in 2010, and they voted against every one of Obama's jobs bills, and we all know the state of the economy. And also, I think what would help us out to get this ball rolling is if in order for the Democrats to agree to some spending cuts, I think the Republicans should agree to pay off their debts that they created the 8 years that George Bush was in office without involving spending cuts, and they may have to raise taxes themselves in order to pay for their own debt.
800-510-8255. Who thinks that makes any sense? Republicans got us into this mess, and they should get us out. That's spoken like a true partisan. Do you believe that's true? Both parties got us into this situation. They both are full of old shoes, in a manner of speaking. Business and taxes and business and government and business and you and the budget, the amount of money they pay in taxes, they're going to fix. None of these tax increases are going to fix what the problem is. Problem is way too much spending on programs that don't work and people, and often in many circumstances, that don't work. And the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, the average worker in the government or any government sector, $64,000-something a year versus the average pay in the private sector, $48,500, something in that vicinity. Jim, in South Carolina, sound off for us, will you?
3 years ago, the Democrats told us that all of the financial collapse was the Republicans' fault. And then they created the Barney Frank Dodd Act or whatever, and President Obama passed it, acting and claiming as though this would re-regulate the securities industry. And what do we get? The J.P. Morgan debacle just last week or two, where $2 billion was lost. They did not fix the problem, rather. It shows that Democrats aren't able to fix it either. And it was not just a purely Republican fault or problem. But here you had their opportunity to fix the problem. They said they did. When we get another loss, and then Obama wants to push it off on somebody else.
800-510-8255. Obama doesn't pass anything. He signs a bill that comes to his desk passed by the houses, that is the Senate and the House, the Congress. 800, House of Representatives, 800-510-8255. James in Missouri, you would be up at bat next.
What the American people are not realizing, we are their bosses. We are their employers. And just because somebody got a grant for, say, a bridge to nowhere, or a grant for a college, or some institution in their area, what they ought to do is vote those people out, get new ones in there, and put them to work. And if they don't work, get them out the next time. And stop this high pension that they get. If they only serve one term, they don't get a pension.
All right, 800-510-8255. That would be symbolism, but oftentimes symbolism means a lot. Tim in Pennsylvania, back in history with a thought.
I just have a few comments from Abraham Lincoln, and one of them is he said you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. But Barack Obama and the Democrats are trying to prove him wrong on that. A couple of other things Lincoln said I think were even more important. And he said, you cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. And you cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot lift the wage earner up by pulling down the wage payer. And you cannot further the brotherhood of man by inciting class hatred. You cannot build character by taking away people's initiative and independence.
800-510-8255. So lots of people still wanting to be heard on all of this. Let's pause for a moment. The Tea Party is coming into the conversation. Do you think they and their membership and their ideas and their principles would fix this problem? The budget, overspending, the deficit, all part of what we're viewing and thinking about here. It's 17 before the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
As we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with The Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond. It's the worst.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think Baby Talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
800-510-8255. The cuts. Good, Doug. The calls. Well, I'm thinking of budget cuts, but I'm also thinking of your calls and your opinions at 800-510-8255. Ted, who's listening in Bend, Oregon, thinks we need to go after the tax cheats.
It's kind of a shock to wake up and see the Congressional Budget Office saying that we're on the cliff again. I'm just wondering, forget about Dodd-Frank. Forget about the Volcker Rule. Let's go back to the trigger that started all this, the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Let's go ahead and put that back into play. And how about this? How about going after all the tax cheats and deadbeats that don't pay their tax bills? And I'm not talking about the Republican song that only 47% don't pay taxes or whatever. I've been paying every year since 1973, so I don't know. You know, I find all this shocking. I find it all appalling. I do what I'm supposed to do. What about the mush heads in the Senate and the House of Representatives?
The mush heads. Isn't that interesting? I've never heard them referred to as that before. 800-510-8255. After repeatedly pinning the president for the unemployment level, which now sits at 8-something percent, Mitt Romney says he can cut the rate by 2 points if he makes it into the White House. You believe him? And what does that do to the budget? How does that fix things? You don't have to pay out so much in unemployment, which is billions and billions of dollars. Is that a good start? 800-510-8255. Kathy's listening to the countdown down in Alabama.
Regarding this budget, I'm very tired of hearing the whole back and forth as to why this budget cannot be put under control. If you put single women in office who ran households with very little income, they could get this budget balanced. I've done it for 25 years and raised my children off of one income and paid taxes and did what I had to do. But the primary concern the American people need to be concerned about, and I hope they listen carefully, you could a flat tax would be fair for everyone. Pay one flat tax, pay your fair share, 10%, 20%, and we need to get under control who's spending all this money and where is it going. Please do some research on what $1 trillion is. They throw these figures out at us as if they're minor figures. Give the money back to the American people who the money belongs to if you don't know how to spend it.
What are some of the big things that you think affect the negative side of the economy? Here's Jamal in Colorado with some thoughts on that.
You know, I think that the economy is potentially in a good place. I live in a state that immigration seems to be a real problem. And I think that we really need to crack down on the immigration status because there are a lot of jobs. I think that there needs to be a national language mandate, whereas folks have to speak English. And then that stops a lot of the illegals from having these jobs. It's really a powerful tool when you are able to speak another language on the job.
All right, so illegal immigration does affect, because many of them don't pay taxes. Some of them do. That does affect things for sure. 800-510-8255 as we continue with our calls on the budget spending and congressional problems like that here on the Countdown.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier. Helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Countdown Show, is here with an overview of three or four of the items that we have on our countdown. The top 10 stories of the week include three or four items, Steve, that are right up your alley. For example, number three this week has to do with a Facebook IPO and what sort of legal trouble they are in. Do you think the average person understands what really is going on here? And was it something, if the Facebook IPO had gone well, would this have all been pushed under the rug?
Yeah, if it had gone well, everything would have been fine. I mean, you could do a course on what they did wrong. NASDAQ, when they were having the IPO, was not prepared for the amount of orders, and therefore orders didn't get done in a timely fashion. I mean, how did they not anticipate that? There's some big legal issues in regard to the fact that there may have been insider information provided soon after the initial IPO that allowed some to get out and short sell. So there's going to be a lot of investigations. There was plenty of screw-ups. This is one that we're going to be hearing about for a while. With the exception of what's interesting is Morgan Stanley, who is very often one of the bad guys, really wasn't a bad guy in this, but they are stepping up right away as far as compensating customers of theirs, mm-hmm. even though they probably didn't have liability there. So,
you think that's a result of all of the previous cases and being sensitive to attacks that might come from the government or otherwise private sector as well?
Absolutely. This is not suddenly that, you know, the leopard is changing his spots. This is seeing an opportunity to, we've been bad guys in the past. We're going to do it right this time, and everybody else will be the bad guy.
So
there's some real concerns here, and it does show the individual is at a great, great disadvantage when it comes to the stock market.
Right, because they do, it's all the big guys
yep.
who control themselves. So what sort of insider information? We knew what the stock price was before. So, and you talk about the stuff that was negative that they failed to report that came
exactly.
out from.
Yeah. And this is one of these things. It's actually sort of amusing in the sense that, on the one hand, it did seem that there was negative information that by law was supposed to have been reported and was not reported publicly. On the other hand, they frankly could have done it in their usual reports, which a lot of people don't read anyway,
right.
And because they're just so voluminous that it would have been buried in there, and they would have been fine. But no, the insiders got the negative information, and this is how that market unfortunately works. You know, it's just like when you get a buy order. You know, a rating, buy means hold sometimes, and these large brokerage houses don't make their money on the commissions with the small people selling. They make them on the big sales and the big companies and listings, so they don't care about the little guy.
Number six on the countdown this week has to do with that suit that the various Catholic groups have moved into a higher gear. They're trying to take down Obamacare in a specific reference. Is this going anywhere?
Yeah, you know, it's a toughie because on the one hand, the program does require everyone to participate in it. And there are times that this is not considered a violation of religious rights. On the other hand, you are talking about compelling these companies and institutions to do something that is against their religious tenets. So this one's a tough one. This one could go either way.
Either way. Interesting. The Rutgers student who, I guess, basically took pictures of his roommate kissing another guy, and it ended up this guy committing suicide, got 30 days. And
yeah.
Some community time and stuff. People say that's outrageous. Is it?
It is and it isn't. Believe it or not, this is probably kind of a compromise by the judge because, in fact, legally, the case against this guy for the charges that were brought weren't that strong. And as usual, the defense argued that the case should have been dismissed. Now, the judge didn't do that and probably said, you know, I don't think the case is very strong, so what I'll do is I'll allow it to go to the conviction, but I'll give him basically the slap on the wrist. So both sides are appealing this. If indeed this was, you know, considered by the judge a real conviction, the amount would have been ridiculously low.
All right, so there they are, three important stories this week from the legal mind of our official counsel here. Check out Stephen J.J. Wiseman's website, which is, I don't have it in front of me. What is it?
Scamaside.com.
Scamaside.com, right?
Yep.
Which is Scamaside.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.